The MS is, I was deeply hoping this year specifically, Mamish, I hope this every week, that Shir should be in Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, but this year specifically, I thought after the beautiful Sudas Mashiach that we had here, that in that Tzchus, in those Tfilos, we were Zoyche to the Geula after the... After the Heil Giyantav of Pesach, the Heil Giyantav of Pesach, we'll be Zoichet, the ultimate Geula. But Emes is obviously we just haven't davened enough yet, and we haven't yearned enough yet. Mirz Hashem Bekar of Mamish. There's a very famous story. Had the Halakha Kedushas Levi, the Barditchever, on Matzei Pesach, how he would stay up all night. Every year Matzei Pesach would stay up all night. Similarly, Matzei Sukkot as well. Matzei Simchas Torah would stay up all night, wouldn't sleep for a minute, because his mom is so excited, such anticipation to have the schus to put on tefillin in the morning. Most of us chol amay don't put on tefillin. Vada by the chassidim don't put on tefillin. The yontiv of Pesach, the yontiv of Sukkot. So for an entire week, the Kedushas Levi didn't put on tefillin like all of us. But the Kedushas Levi understood the Kedusha of Purim, of everything's Purim. I hear Kedushas Levi, I think Purim, everything in Purim. The Kedushas Levi understood the Kedusha, you say the word Kedusha, you think Purim. The Kedusha of tefillin. And he was so excited to put on his tefillin, he mamish couldn't sleep for a minute. There's so much to learn from such a story. So much chizik and chavivas of mitzvahs, and how much we should cherish the mitzvahs that we do. But the chizik I want to share from the story tonight is that for many of us, after the most beautiful yantav, the beautiful yantav of Pesach, Lal Seder, Sudas Mashiach, Chol HaMoed, the Shira, Matzah, so sometimes it could be a little bit of a down, a little bit difficult when yantav ends. But the Kedushas Levi teaches us, obviously, Kedushas Levi, trust me, much more than any of us connected to Pesach, and loved it, and cherished it, and was mamish on fire, but in the highest level of the Rekiyim. Mamish, we can't even understand. But the Kedushas Levi, right after Pesach ends, he's not ba'avelus, he's not ba'atzvus, he's not sad and depressed, he's excited for the mitzvah that he has tomorrow morning. I mean, Kedushas Levi understood that yes, it's a time to have yontiv, have moed, connect to Hashem, be one with Hashem, and build our emunah during Pesach. But then the next day, we're excited to put on tefillin, and we're excited to daven, and we're excited to learn Torah. And there's an everyday connection to Hashem through the beautiful mitzvahs that we have every single day. So there's no down. And as we said over as well from the Halakha Kedushas Levi, as we said it over Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Pesach, right after the Suda. The Kedushas Levi teaches us that the reason why when you end Yontiv and you make Avdol, if it wasn't a Shabbos like this year, generally, if you only were Matzah Yontiv, you wouldn't have Besamim. And the Kedushas Levi teaches us that even according to those who hold, you have a Neshama Yisera on Yontiv. So you should need Besamim that you lose that Neshama Yisera. Nisht. From a Yontiv, you don't lose Neshama Yisera. It stays with you. There's no down. I have all the Chizik of Yontiv. I have all the Kedusha of Yontiv with me. And I take all that Kedusha and internalize it and put it into my everyday mitzvahs, which is so special. Every day we have such opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to grab onto that. But the emes is, we have to live with the parasha. We have to live with the parasha, and there's no question that we started Yimei Svira, and that the first parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us after the days of Pesach has to be a parasha that gives us chizik and its iris, what the Yimei Svira should be all about, what our avodah is during these days. Parasha Shemini. So Parasha Shemini comes and teaches us big yisoides. I want to share a Torah. I learned through this Torah. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. I learned through this Torah, the Achron Shal Pesach. What this is based on. I decided it was Achron Shal Pesach. Emes, Achron Shal Pesach. Shabbos Kodesh. And I thought to myself, and I decided that I so deeply want that the Torah that we're going to give over tonight to carry us away and into the year and into Yimei Svira should come from the Kedusha of Pesach. So I was looking and learning through different inyanim on Parshas Shemini already last Shabbos. And I came to this Torah from the Shlita Pinchas in the Sefer on Tav Shinai and Zayin. What's amazing, and I'll tell you the chizik why this is for sure, the Torah that Rabbanu Shem wants us all to hear tonight. Besides for just feeling it when I was learning it. Was that, I don't know how many of you get the emails of the Shlita Pinchas with the weekly Torahs. So I get them, even though I never have the opportunity to learn them from there. I like learning from the Svarim. I told him that even, but he sent them to, he put me on the email and told me I have to get them. I don't know, whatever. I love him. And he sent out, so if you know right now, here the Chevra that's going back by the Shem to Eretz Yisrael, so you know in Eretz Yisrael, they're ahead in Parshios. Because Eretz Yisrael, last Shabbos Kodesh, wasn't Pesach. So they already went on to Shemini last Shabbos, so now they're up to Tazria Mitzora. So the Shvi'a Pinchas decided, every week he sends out a Torah for that week's parsha. So he sent out, as usual, but what is he sending out? He's in Eretz Yisrael, he was preparing a Torah for Tazria Mitzora. So he decided to be nice to Chutz Lartz, to Yidden, because he loves all Yidden, and he's all of Yisrael. So he sent out all a Torah on Shemini and a Torah on Tazria Mitzora. But what he sent out, right, one day earlier, the Shemini Torah. But what did he send out for Shemini? Not a new Torah that he wrote up. He sent out his Tav Shinai and Zayin on Shemini. So this Torah that I learned last Shabbos, that I said, my mom was on fire from, I said, this is the Torah we have to share, is the Torah that he sent out this week, saying this is what Klal Yisrael needs to learn this week. So Mamish, she had the Shemaya, and there's no question, the Abish is telling us, well, this is the Torah we have to learn. So in this week's parsha, the Gemara Kedushin on Daf Lamed teaches us that there's something very special about this week's parsha. In two psukim of this week's parsha, the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed tells us Lefichach Nikru Rishayim Seifrim. The earlier tzaddikim were called Seifrim. Seifrim here means counters. Shlomi, you said this is the Daf you're holding, and you're holding it. That's right. So you told me, right? Mamish, amazing. You didn't know I'm going to even talk about this stuff. The Rishonim are counters. Shaya Seifrim Kol Ha'oisios Shebet Torah. Shaya Oimrim. So they would count all the letters in the Torah. And Shaya Oimrim Vav De Gichon. The Vav in the word Gichon, which we'll read in a moment. Chatzoyin Sha'oisios Shebet Sefer Torah. That's the middle of the letters in the Torah. The Vav of Gichon in this week's parasha. And Darash Darash in this week's parasha, Chatzoyin Shal Tevos, is the middle of the words in the Torah. So you have two psukim in this week's parasha. You have the pasuk in Perek Yud, pasuk Das Zayin, Perek Yud, pasuk Das Zayin, where the pasuk says, Veis Seir Hachatosh Darash Darash Moshe, that Moshe was trying to darshan, and we're going to explain later what this means, trying to darshan and understand a certain korban, the korban of Rosh Chodesh. Ah, keep it in maybe the oven for after. It's you're amazing, German. Turn on the oven if you need. And then you have the pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Mem Beis, talking about in the halachos of the different shratzim that you're not allowed to eat. Kol aholich al gachon, anything that goes on its belly, referring to a snake. Obviously, is not kosher. So Gachon has a Vav, and the Vav actually is large in the Torah to tell us it's something different. It's the middle letter of the Torah. So in this week's parasha, you have the middle of the Torah. You have the middle letter and the middle word. And the Maral, in Gevurah Hashem, the Maral explains something very special. The Maral tells us that the center of anything, the midpoint of anything, what he calls the Nekudas HaMerkaz, is its essence. It's its Mahus. If you want to know the depth of anything that you're dealing with, a topic, a subject, an entity, a person, you have to get down to its essence through getting to its midpoint. It's emptius. Let me give a couple examples. You have the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalid Amibes. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalid Amibes, tells us that there was the Even Shasia, this stone in the base of Migdash, that was Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Olam Me'emtiyusu Nivra. From this stone, the whole world was created, and that was the midpoint of the world. The midpoint of the world is the Even Shasia. And from that midpoint, the whole world was created. So you see that the essence of the world is found in its midpoint. The whole world comes from that place, and that's the holiest place in the world. That's where the Aron Kodesh was. That central point. We find also the Gemara in the end of Tainus. The very end of Tainus. Amar Lazar, Atzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassos Machol HaTzadikim, Yuyeshev Beineyam, Began Eden. Then in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a big circle for the tzaddikim, and he's going to be in the center. Everyone's going to be pointing to him, all the tzaddikim. That you have this circle, and what's at the midpoint, what's at the center? The center is Deibishter, because he's the most, he's the essence, he's what it's all about. So we see the center of anything is its mahus, is its essence. When you get to the center, you understand what it's all about. When you get to the center, you understand the purpose. It's its core. And that's true of the center of every Jew. The center of us is our neshama. That's our merkaz, nekudas ha-merkaz. That's who we really are. Who are we really? Who we think we are, who we are on the outside? You think we are who we are when we're so many different people on the outside? With certain people, we act in one way. With our parents, we act in another way. Other people, we're trying to impress in this way. We don't even know who we are. Deep inside in our panemius, in our merkaz emptius. That's who we really are. That's our essence. We have to get in touch with that. We have to find that. But so too, then, let's get back to our avodah. If in this week's parasha, the Gemara in Kedushin teaches us, you have the midpoint of Torah in letters and in words. If we understand, therefore, the messages of these tzokim, of this word gicho, and of these words darash darash, we can understand the essence of the Torah. What the Torah is all about. Because that's its emsayis, that's its midpoint, that's what the Maral teaches us. So let's start with the second pasuk. In Perek Yudal of Pasuk Membeis, the pasuk says, "Kol holich al gachon." Everything that goes on its belly, "Kol holich al gachon." You may need more chairs. "Kol holich al gachon" is not kosher, and that's the Rashi tells us what's "kol holich al gachon." What animal is that talking about? Obviously, you all know what. What is it? The nachash. Rashi says the nachash. The lashon gachon. What's the lashon of gachon? Shechiyav shaholich sach v'noichal amayav. That's referring and that's explaining that the snake goes on its belly, basically. The reason it calls it gachon is gachon basically teaches us that the snake goes on its belly. And that the vav of gachon is the center of the entire Torah in letters. And as we just explained, if it's the center of the whole Torah, in this one word and in this one letter, we could understand the essence of the Torah. Every one of us in this room give over, I hope, and I believe, and looking at the room, I know, hours and hours and hours of our days to learning Torah. Each and every one of us in this room is trying our best to give over our entire life to following the Torah. And if we want to understand the essence of that Torah, we understand this one word. It's found with it because this is the center of the Torah. And therefore this is the mahus of the Torah. So you have to ask yourself, if this gachon is talking about a snake, why not just use the normal word that teaches us what a snake is, use the word nachash? Why have to go in this backwards way, kol ha'hoylich al gachon, and Rashi says, by the way, that's a snake. that goes on his belly. Like, why? So Halakha Shvi'i, Pinchas explains that we all know the snake originally had feet, had legs. The snake originally was more of an animal. The snake originally, in fact, I saw a medrash that it was like a gummal. It was even like, it looked somewhat like a camel. Whatever that means. We can't picture, we can't understand, we never saw it. And the snake was cursed, had a klala, because it seduced Chava, and ultimately Adam, to sin from Neitz Hadas. That one of the punishment to the snake was that it lost its legs and would have to wallow on the ground, in the earth, in the dust of the ground. As we all know from Parshas Bereishis. And therefore, by the Torah here, in the middle of the Torah, which is its essence, using Gachon as Pasul Nachash, perhaps it's trying to remind us of that Nekuda of the Nachash. Not just Tam, oh, by the way, a snake is not kosher. To remind us the aspect, Bimarames taught us this aspect of the snakes losing its legs, reminding us of Chayne Tadas, reminding us that that snake, which represented the Yetahara, which represents Taiva, represents all that is our downfall. In other words, at the very core of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding you, you want to know what the Torah is all about? Barasi Yetahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The whole point of Torah is it should be an antidote to the Yetahara. So the very center of the Torah, what do we find? We find a remez to the Yetahara. A remez to that Yetahara. And how do we destroy the Yetahara? Through the Torah. Which is the Beferish, Gemara, and Kedushin. Also, on Daf Lamed, interesting. Lamed on a base. So on Lamed on a Aleph, the same daf, the same blad in all of Shas. And seemingly these ideas have nothing to do with each other. Amid Aleph is telling us where the midpoint of the Torah is, which is the essence of the Torah. And Amid Beis, it tells us, right, we all know it in Lamed Amid Beis, Barasi Yetzahara, I created Yetzahara, which initially was that Nachash, the Gichon, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote of the Yetzahara. In other words, our whole avodah is to destroy the Yetahara. It's to stay away from taiva, stay away from temptation, through limud Torah. So yes, our essence is to learn Torah. But remember, that purpose is to keep us away from our Yetahara. But then you have to, if that's what it's trying to miram is, to this Gemara Mamish, we have to read, many stop there. Many read, Barazi Yetahara, Barazi Yetahara Tavlin. Like that line is very famous. But the line, thank you so much, the line doesn't really end there. The line continues, you're still in the middle of a line. There's no period after Tavlin. Maybe there's a comma. It says, Barasi etar, Barasi etar Tavlin, Ve'im atem oskim batorah, Ein atem nimsarim biyado. And if you delve into Torah, you won't be given over to it. Now stop for a minute. Why do we need the second part of the line? Barasi etar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Obviously, that means if I learn Torah, it's the antidote, right? You go, lo aleinu chas v'shalom, you have a machli, you have something wrong with you. So the doctor goes, and the doctor goes, and the doctor prescribes for you a medication, and says, here, take this medication. What's the obvious? Obviously, that means the medication is there for you to go and to solve whatever machla, whatever disease you have. I just gave a shiur earlier tonight to women in the Shrier home, and one of the Shrier daughters, Gila, is a pharmacist. So as you hear, I have like this terrible cough. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem wants. I've had it for like 2 weeks already with many other ailments up and down. I don't know what's going on, but kapara Baruch Hashem. So she heard me throughout without coughing as well. So afterwards, she comes over and hands me this like bottle of chlesnish. I don't know what it was. It's like a bottle of pills. She says, you need this, take 3 every 4 hours. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. So she gave me a whole big bottle, like a mama should was like this big. I'm not just saying like this big. So I said, I'm not taking. It must be. I don't know how much it costs. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I'm not taking this from you. Just she says, no, you need it. It's fine. He's like, okay, so at least just give me a few in a bag. I'm not gonna take the whole thing. Like So she goes and takes and like pours like 50 of them in a bag. They're right there. I'm gonna show you after. I look at them. I don't know. They look like ground up grass in a pillow. Like I don't know. It moves around. I don't know what I'm taking. I don't know what it is, but mevatel dati ladaita. I don't know what's going on. It took it. It looks like something a raviol would give you. I don't know, chlesnitz. But anyways, she said, "Take them." What does that mean? Take them. It's going to help me. So what? Every word of Torah is precious. You don't have extra words. Barasi the Torah, barasi the Torah. Why is that? They v'matam. All you can be Torah ain't atam nimsarim biyado. That's obvious, right? Because there's something more than that here that Gemara is teaching us. Once we see that the essence of the Torah is to defeat the Yetzer Hara through learning Torah, we have to know something else. You have to be, the Gemara tells us it's not just learning Torah. You have to be Oisik B'Torah. You have to be Oisik B'Torah. You know what Oisik B'Torah means? I'm delving into it. It means I'm Omel B'Torah. Not just I sit back with my coffee and I enjoy and I take out my art scroll and I read down the page and I read the English and I spent an hour reading, nice reading session of the Halakha Gemara. Not that there's anything wrong with that, that's also learning Torah. But that type of learning is not going to be the learning that's going to protect me from Yetzer Hara. It has to be learning that I'm amish, my kishkas are in it. My brain, my heart, my soul, I'm melus b'Torah. I'm toiling over the Torah. I'm working over the Torah. I'm oisik b'Torah. As we say every morning, our bracha is not Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Lilmo Torah. It's lasok b'devei Torah. I'm dealing in the Torah. I'm delving into the Torah. I'm toiling in the Torah. I'm an omel b'Torah. That's when it's going to protect me. That's when it's going to protect me. And that's the essence of the Torah, to get rid of that Yetzer Hara, the Gichon. I was listening earlier to a shiur. It was more like just stories and tires. I was in the car. The Svardi Rav, he was talking about how earlier in his life when he was learning in yeshiva, he's a young man, but he was learning in Migdash Melech, which is a very nice Svardi yeshiva. And there was a Rebbe there of Mordechai Lamed. I don't know who this is, that's what he said. It sounds like the way he was describing him sounds like a very big tzaddik, a very big talmid chacham. He said, whenever he went over to that Rebbe, he remembers the first time he went over to that Rebbe, he was blown away. He went over, he was learning with his chavruta, you know, right? Who doesn't love listening to Svaradim speak? It's like, it's unbelievable. So he was learning with chavruta, and they're learning Gemara, and truth is, my wife speaks like this also, she went to Flatbush, you know? Lameisa. My son makes fun of her all day. So he was learning, and they had a question on the Gemara, and they were working on it. They went over to the Rebbe, to the Rav Mordechai Melamed, and they asked him the question. And he looks to this at the time of Bacher, and he says to him, "Did you sweat over this question yet?" And he looks at this Rebbe, I said, "Did you sweat over it?" He says, "What do you mean? We worked with it." "No, no, no. Are you sweating?" And he says, "What do you mean? Like literally? Did you sweat over it?" He says, "We worked. I don't think we're sweating over it." He says, "I don't answer questions until you sweat over it." So this bach, his name's Yosef. I don't know if ever you Rebbe Yosef Palachi now. Yosef. So he looks at the Rebbe. He says, "Rebbe, really? I don't think anyone's sweats over it." He says, "Lashon hara, lashon hara." What are you chas v'shalom that you can tell me that Bachurim don't sweat? Of course they sweat over the learning. Don't talk like that about my talmidim. When you sweat over it, then you can come back to me. I'll work with you. Are we sweating over our learning? Are we oisik in the learning, putting our heart and soul into the learning?
And that's when it's going to protect me in the HR. And why? Just think about it. I'm going to tell you why. Because that's when I put my whole heart and my whole soul, and I really deeply connect. I can make a kesher with the Torah. It's not just something I happen to learn and I happen to have some intellectual understanding of, and like some chachma, some wisdom out there that I could tell over the Talmud and could tell over the Bible and tell over some Jewish law and tell over a nice Hasidic Torah at the table. It's me. It's part of me. Because I put myself into it. So when you put yourself into it, it's part of me, and the Torah is part of you, God's part of you. And how could I bring myself to be nichshol afterwards? So later that night, you go back to your room, and yeah, you have a little bit of a temptation to look at your phone and look at something inappropriate, but you just gave your heart and soul to God. You're not going to be able to do it. It's going to be a shmirah. It's going to be there and protect you from the Yetzara. Ein nimsarim biyado. Because I'm one with Torah, I'm one with Hashem. But that's if I'm osik b'Torah. From Amel B'Torah. And Amelus, let me explain to you something. Amelus B'Torah doesn't mean you have to see every Ritva, Rashba, and Rabbi Kiv Eger and every Sugya. It's not about how many different things you see. Amelus B'Torah could be on Pshat Gemara. Amelus B'Torah is Pshat Gemara. Is Pshat Rashi. Are you working hard on it? It's not how many things you've read. It's not how many things you've read. It's not even about how long you're in the Beis Medrash. Although that's also important, we'll get to that. It's about, are you putting your all into your learning? Are you fully engrossed into the learning? Is your heart and soul into your learning? Or, I'm learning, I'm reading, then in 10 minutes I look at my phone, who texted me, who WhatsApped me, okay, great, that one's no big deal. Next, learn a few more minutes, look at my phone, learn a few more minutes, look at my phone, go get a coffee break, come back. You could be on Mo B'Torah in a half hour, you only have a half hour to learn, but that half hour, that half hour, I'm fully in it. There's nothing else in the world that exists but that Daf Gemara. There's nothing else. That's Amelus B'Torah. And when you learn like that, it's life-altering. When you learn like that, then you become one with Hashem and you can't fall to Yetzirah. When you learn like that. Everything's Eibishter. I saw this Torah and I want to. And I just happened to see this Zohar this week. Now the Zohar, how's it, Eibishter? The Zohar is in Parshas Metzora. I'm not ahead because of Eretz. I'm not. I hope to be an Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid, but I'm not an Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid. I'm not. Whatever the reason, I'm in Metzora and whatever. I don't want to get into it right now. It doesn't matter. Oh.
Just when he thought Mashiach wasn't coming.
What's going on? Go make yourself a tea and sit down. The Zohar and Mitzora, Daf Nun Beis, Amid Beis, says as follows. Listen to the Zohar. This is what I, Mamish, I was preparing this year. I look at this at night. And Mamish, the Eibishter opens up your eyes. Listen to the words. Chever went to the mikveh today? That's enough. I'm not going to ask anyone else. The Choman Lo Loi Berais. Listen to these words. Scary. These are scary words. This is what you go on the plane with these words. Choman Lo Loi Berais Lo Yishtadava. Anyone who doesn't Loi Berais, it means put in effort. Amelus. The Yishtadava. Work hard in your learning. I mean, it doesn't say anyone doesn't learn. You could be learning. You could be learning 3 hours a day, but you didn't put in your effort. You didn't put in. You weren't Amo B'Torah. Nazifahu mikutjabrichi and rechika himine. You're basically a disgrace and disgusted by Hashem and very distant from Him. Ki lo sharya shchinta ime. And the Shechina is not residing with you. Listen to these words. I'm reading you Zohar. Ve'ina niturin dazli me estalkimine. And the malachim that protect you, that watch over each person, are removed from you. Vlo, not only that. Elodemachrze kame ve'amri. But they announce in front of such a person, Istalku sucharne de planya de l'chosh al yukori de marai. They've removed from this person everything because he doesn't care about the respect of Hashem. Voile da shavke le v'tatan. Woe is to him. Because he lost, and he left the upper realm where Hashem is, and the lower realm where the Malachim were with him. Lest lei chulaka b'archa d'chaye. He has no chelek in the way of life. Harsh words. Harsh words. For what? These are words. If I didn't start at the beginning of the Zohar, and I said these are the words said about a person, you might assume this guy, Gile Arayas Befarhesya. The Zohar must be talking about someone, Gile Arayas Befarhesya. I mean, seriously? Someone who doesn't have a Melech B'Torah. That's what happens to you. Because why? Because if you don't have a Melech B'Torah, then the Yetzer Hara, you don't have no Shmira over the Yetzer Hara anymore. Because Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Tavlam, not Toichim Bo, and Sarm B'Yadav. If you're not Oisik Bo, if you don't have a Melech B'Torah, then you're given over the Yetzer Hara. And it's going to bring you to all the lowest of places, and therefore all this is true about you. It's the only antidote. It's the only antidote. There's no other antidotes. That's the antidote. And who is somebody is Amal B'Torah? Listen to what? The Zohar continues. And the person that works hard and is Amal B'Torah in the proper way, how many malachim are sent and prepared to go and watch over him and protect him? Ushchinta shariyaleya, and the Shechina is residing on that person. V'kola machrazei kami v'amrei, and everybody's announcing in front of him. Havu yikarel diyoykni demalka, give respect to someone who has the appearance of the king. Havu yikarel lebrei demalka, give respect to the son of the king. It's not deru ba'almadein ba'almadasi. He's protected in this world. And in the next world, Zakah Chulokei. How merited, can you say that? I don't know. Is his portion. Wow. If you just came to hear that Zohar, it's scary. But Mamish, to understand, to be Amal B'Torah, to put an effort and toil in our Torah. And where you put the most toil in learning? The most toil in learning, undoubtedly, is learning Gemara. Is learning Torah Shebaal Peh. As we see the famous, and we quoted many times, the Medrash Tanchuma and Noach Ois Gimel. When you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, first of all, the bris, the covenant with Hashem is through Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't find Torah Shebaal Peh as someone who's living this pleasurable lifestyle and into pleasures and taivas. You have to kill yourself over it. It's difficult. It's hard. Kasha lilmod v'yishmo tzar, but you're amal over it. And that's where you finally get, he says also, I'm not going to go through the whole piece, that's where you'll find our agonas in Torah Shebaal Peh. When you're Oisik B'Torah, you have the biggest light and the biggest connection to Hashem when you're Amal B'Torah. And you're protected from Yetzer Hara. And that's why not only, obviously, Moshe Rosu Mechaven, not only when it comes to Gicho in the middle of the Torah, is it telling you the essence is to defeat Yetzer Hara, which is through Torah, but it's specifically the Vav of Gicho. Why specifically the Vav of Gicho? And that should be obvious, because the Vav of Gichon represents Shishei Sidrei Mishnah, Shas, to remind us that the ultimate way to defeat Yetzer Hara is through Amelus B'Torah Shebaal Peh. Amelus B'Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's Gichon. What about the other middle of the Torah? What about... V'asorach Atash Darash Darash Moshe. How's that the essence of the Torah? So listen to this. Listen to this. What is going on there? What's that talking about, Darsh Darsh Moshe? So let me give you a little background. It's talking about Yom HaShmini. It's talking about the Hakamas HaMishkan. And what happened on that day? There were three Seirim that were brought. Three Karbanos that were brought. The Karban of Nachshon from Shevet Yehuda. The Karban of Hakamas HaMishkan. And the Karban of Rosh Chodesh. Now at the time, sadly, as we all know, Aaron Ubanov we're in a state of aninus. Nadav and Avihu were just killed. Bekravaya Kadesh to the Eish Zara, Shalotiva, some. So they're now the Yidom Arab Hashem, but at the same time they're in a state of their no name. The halacha generally is by an no name. You're not allowed to eat karbanos. An no name is not allowed to eat karbanos. Yet there was Horasha from the Eish Zara, Rabbanu Shalom says, Aaron of Banov could eat karbanos. Problem is, he didn't explain all or some. So now there was a discussion. You had these three karbanos. The sire of Nachshon, the sire of the Hakamas Mishkan, and the sire of Ashchodesh. The sire of Nachshon and the sire of Hakamas Mishkan were what we call Kedushay Shah. They were holy karbanos for that moment in time, never again to be brought. The karban of Ashchodesh is a regular karban that will be brought every Ashchodesh, right? So Aaron, when he was taught that he could eat, and he thought, maybe Hashem meant, you know, even though he's an Onan, usually an Onan can eat, but since these are Kedushay Shah, since these are special karbanos only for this moment, those karbanos I could eat. But the karban that's a regular karban, like any regular time, an Onan can eat, but some I can eat the Rosh Chodesh stick of karban. Moshe Rabbeinu felt differently. If Hashem said you could eat, it meant you could eat all the karbanos. Darash Moshe, Vesir HaKadosh Darash Moshe, was this, he was darshaning and trying to understand and argue, had this machlokus with Aaron, on what's pshat in the words of the Eibishter. What does that sound like? Torish Valpeh. A discussion between the tzaddikim. What's pshat? This machlokas. Rav Tzaddok says, this pasuk, this discussion, is the first case of Torish Valpeh in the Torah. The first case of Torish Valpeh, of where the Rebbeinu Shlom taught us something, and we had to then ourselves try to understand and have this discussion. Torish Valpeh. So we see again, just like the middle of the Torah Gichon is the Vav of Torah Shavah Peh, so to hear is, Barasi Yetar Barasi Torah Tavlim Ato Iskimbo, the Torah Shavah Peh, that has to be the essence of our lives. And in fact, if you open up a Degel Machan of Ephraim, he says the same, but from so many different ways. The Degel Machan of Ephraim darshins this pasuk in the deepest of ways. He says, he says it based on the pasuk Yeshaya. I'll say it a little differently just for us to understand. Seir is obviously the carbon, but the seir could also be, seir is our hair. Our hair, we know, represents klipos, represents those impediments that hold us back from feeling the kedusha within our lives. So he says, when you have seir, when you have impediments, you have things holding you back, you have yetahara, darash, haynu al yedei shedarshim ha-Torah, that you have to darshan Torah. What's darshan Torah? Learn it hard. Be oisik in it. Vinei soref, the pasuk continues. Then you'll burn up all the klipas. And you'll be one with Hashem. So we see again, darash Moshe is what? Darshaning Torah. Torah shalpeh. To defeat the Yetzirah. Then Degel Machan Ephraim says it in another way. Listen to these words. He says, Ki yadua Torah shebiksav b'torah shalpeh. Hakol Echad Haim. All of us know the Torah Shviksav, the written Torah and the oral Torah are one. Vein Echad Mehem Nifrad Mechaveru Klal, and they're not separate at all. Ki Yemeshra Lezeh Belo Zeh. It's impossible to have one without the other. V'Torah Shviksav V'lo Torah Shvapeh Eino Torah Shlema. You have the written Torah without the oral Torah, it's not a complete Torah. V'rak Mochati Sefer. It's like a half a book. Ad Shebo Chachmen Yisrachon V'rachom V'darshu. Until the Chachamim Darshan the Torah Shviksav. Therefore, listen as follows. V'zei shalom ha-shabarem is b'torah darash darash. This is darash darash Moshe. Heim chetzi yosyesh b'torah. This is the middle. This is the middle of the words in the Torah. Hainu ad darash darash. Until you get to start darshaning. Until you start darshaning. Start torah shvapeh. Heim chetzi yosyesh b'torah. Hainu ad darash darash. Chachmen racha Torah. Kodem shudarshua. Before you darshan it. Eino ela chati osios, meaning what? Eino ela chati pirish, chelek. How did you rak chelek vein shlema? Meaning until you're going to understand that there has to be a torah shabbat, it's like it's half a story. What's half a story? No story. And others also, again, everyone's saying the same, and that is that the essence of this pasuk can teach us torah shabbat is the essence of our lives. But why? Because barasi yitara barasi yitara tablim. That's what the Torah is by the center of the Torah. to each and every one of us. This is this week's parasha, teaching us the essence of Torah. And this is the first parasha for each and every one of us, b'mei svira sa'omer. Svira sa'omer for each and every one of us, as we know. Svira sa'omer is a zman where we're preparing and counting to excitement of Kabbalah HaTorah. So what better way to prepare for that than not just count? You think all that God wants is to count nights? But we have to be grown, we have to be working ourselves. And what better way than being Amal B'Torah? If we really are so excited about Kabbalah HaTorah, we got it already, so let's learn it. Let's steig in it, let's be oisik in it. For many of us this week, we're starting a new zman. Some of us already, Baruch Hashem, started the new zman already. One of the milos of the modern Orthodox yeshivot. You gotta say yeshivot when you say modern Orthodox, right? All right. One of the milos. You have the different yeshivas in the yeshiva shavelt, in the chassidic shavelt. You have Benaz Badim. Benaz Badim now goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, starting Yechesh on Monday. Yeshivas. But in the modern Orthodox world, they're not makbid on these things. So Chvestish, why you started Monday already, right? Monday, Baruch Hashem, you had an extra week of learning Torah. So some places started already. Hopefully those that don't have yeshiva still doesn't mean they're not learning every day and steiging every day. But if we started already, and if we're going to start soon, it's a new zman of Amelus B'Torah, a new zman, but the zman of Sfiras HaOmer, and we understand now how we have to be Amel B'Torah. And we have to ask ourselves, are we being Amel B'Torah? And it could be some of us might be putting in 10, 12, 14 hours a day and not being Amel B'Torah. As we explained before, Amelus B'Torah means my whole life is in it. There's nothing else but Torah. First step, Chas V'Shalom, one should never have their cell phone on them when they're learning. Don't have it on you. If you have nowhere else to put it, maybe on airplane mode. But it shouldn't be on you. Leave it in a different room. Leave it in a different place. You can't have a distraction. You can't have a distraction. Because I'm all in it. Can't even feel your pocket buzz and be interested in what that was. If you really care to learn, and you really could have learned in a way that it's not just some wisdom that you're learning, but I want to defeat my Yetzer Hara through this Torah. But the MS is, it's also hours. It's also putting in extra hours. It's also waking up early. It's also putting in late nights. Because that's the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah also. That too is Amelus B'Torah. And that's when we're really connecting to it. And that's when it's going to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Just to end with one more story from this Rabbi Yosef Palachi that I heard this week. He said over a story, he said he heard it from someone that saw it live. Okay, whatever. There was a big tzaddik in Av Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, Rav Bengis. And it was Purim. We start with Purim. By accident, but no accidents ever, Chas V'Shalom, everything is Hashkacha. And we end with Purim. So it was a big tzaddik, Purim. So it was Purim. It was Purim by Rav Bengis. And who walks in to Rav Bengis to bring him Shalach Manos? The tzaddik, the kaddish, the Talmud Chacham, Rav Vosner. The Shevet HaLevi. When he was younger. Younger, he passed away a few years ago. He was 103. Something like that. I saw him at the Schuss to be there with my son a few months before he was Nifter. It was incredible. Spent time with him. Get a bracha with him. To see a tzaddik yisrael olam who learned in Chachmei Lublin. So Rav Vosner walks in to Rav Bengis, someone was with Rav Bengis, his gabbai, and said, "Look who's here, Rav Vosner's here." So Rav Bengis got very excited. Rav Bengis takes the opportunity, says to Rav Vosner, he says, "You came to me Purim, thank you so much." And the talking, he says, "I want to see you chazer all of Shas now. I want to see you chazer all shas. Right now." So Rav Vosner looks at Rav Bengis like, "Right now shas? Like,
There goes Purim. You know, what about the rest of Purim? So much else. Seriously, with all Shas right now, how can we do all Shas right now? So Rav Bengi says, no, I'll tell you how we're going to do it. We're going to just, you're going to tell me over every 10 daf, the first line in the Gemara, the second line in Rashi, and the third line in Tosfos. And you'll show and prove that you're holding in the whole Shas. I want to show everybody here, there are other people there, what it is to be an Amma B'Torah, what it is to be holding in Torah. And someone who was there said this over. They went from the beginning of Shas, and Rav Vosner didn't get one line wrong. All of Shas, every 10 blat, the first line Gemara, second line Rashi, third line Tosfos. From beginning of Brachos to the end of all Shas. And you know how old Rav Vosner was at the time? 26. 26 years old. These are not Baba Meises, Zemes. When you're Amal B'Torah, that's who you become. How did he become that? Yeah, he learned with Chachmei Lublin, as we said before, under Rav Meir Shapiro. Some of the Chevra was there recently, yeah? He went on Heritage. So he learned with Chachmei Lublin, and Rav Meir Shapiro, like other Rosh Yeshivas, were very makbid, I don't know exactly what time, but at one point at night, to turn out the lights, that nobody should be in the Beis Medrash. Everyone has to get a good night's sleep to be fresh, to learn well. And one night he walks into the Beis Medrash late at night after the lights were out, and he finds a Vosner sitting and learning. Steiging, very late at night. Meir Shapiro, the Shiva, comes over to him and says, what are you doing here? The lights are out, everyone's supposed to be sleeping. So I'm so sorry, I need to learn. He says, what do you mean you need to learn? You need to go to sleep now. He meant it from a good place. He says, Rebbe, everybody else here is so much quicker than me. They come up and they get the Gemara Pshat very quick and they get through things very quick. I'm not as quick as them. I need this extra time. I need the extra time to steig. And he became the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, the Gadol Hadar. Amelus B'Torah, the essence of the Torah. That's what will protect us from Yitzhara, but that's what's going to connect us to the Rebbe Nishlam in the deepest of ways. So Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu Shvizoicha. As we start off talking, we should keep all the koichas of Pesach with us. But realize that it's not about Pesach, it's not about a particular time, it's the everyday mitzvahs, the everyday tefillin, and learning and davening. But now we understand the essence. The essence is to defeat the Yetzirah, the Moses, that's the central point, the Gichoy, the Darosh Darosh. To be Amal B'Torah, to be one with Hashem, one with Torah. To defeat the Yetzirah, so we could walk into Shavuos and Kabbalah Torah and say, I did it, I was Amal B'Torah over these days of Svira. I'm ready to Mekabel Torah B'Ava, B'Simcha. And then we'll be Zoicha, not just to celebrate Geula of Pesach and of Purim, but the Geula Shleima with Mashiach Zidkenu, B'Meheira B'Yameinu.